And let's go to American politics now, because the Republican National Convention starts today in Cleveland, Ohio. Already it's fraught with security concerns and protests over its divisive nominee. Later in the week, Donald Trump will officially become the Republican nominee for president. But while some experts are predicting a more presidential tone from the typically controversial Mr. Trump, it doesn't appear to have started yet. Let's have a listen to Mr. Trump and what he had to say about his opponent in a 60 Minutes interview yesterday.
Hillary Clinton is a liar. Hillary Clinton, I was just proven last week.
That's
Hillary
negative.
Hillary Clinton, you better believe it. Hillary Clinton is a crook.
That's negative.
I call her Crooked Hillary. She's Crooked Hillary.
Well, security's pretty tight at this event. Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams says law enforcement has been working hard on security arrangements.
Of course, there was some anxiety to make sure that the things we put in place were actually going to work the way we planned them. We always know in an operation this big that there are going to be some adjustments, and our plan is made so that we can adjust on the fly. And we've made some tweaks here and there, and I'm sure throughout the week we'll make adjustments also.
That was the police chief at Cleveland. Let's go to Cleveland now and to our correspondent, Simon Marks. Simon, this is a huge event. What's it like to be there?
It is a very substantial event, Guyon. You can probably hear the band just behind me currently playing How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You, which is very much what Donald Trump is hoping that this convention is going to do for him. Love him and unite around his candidacy. But it has to be said that he's got a very steep mountain to climb. And the overriding atmosphere here in Cleveland, I think, is very subdued. This convention got underway 2 hours ago. There are large numbers of empty seats in the hall. That's not entirely unusual during an afternoon session of the convention, but we'll see how they fill up during the evening. So many Republicans, including many of the party's former leaders, both Presidents Bush, John McCain, Mitt Romney, are staying away, that it's been somewhat difficult for the Trump campaign to portray a sense of a united party. Indeed, Donald Trump says the task this week is to get the party united around him. On the streets of Cleveland, subdued as well. I was taking a walk last night at around 8 o'clock in the evening. You know, when you cover these conventions, normally you'd expect to queue up for about an hour to get a table at a restaurant. The restaurants and bars are empty, doing absolutely no business whatsoever. So we will have to see how all this plays out over the next 4 days. Donald Trump has lost one round here in the last hour or so. Dump Trump Republicans have succeeded in forcing a vote on the floor of the convention regarding the rules that are going to govern the convention. That doesn't mean they're going to be able to stop him from becoming the party's presidential candidate, but it does mean that their voices will be heard during the course of this convention, and that's something Donald Trump's people did not want to see happening.
Interesting, Simon. And you talk about unity. This is what this is all about here, to try and heal the wounds of a pretty brutal primary. But just leading into this convention, when he sat down with his running mate Pence on 60 Minutes, the two seemed to be at odds over Iraq and a number of other things. That certainly didn't seem to me to be a sense of unity coming through from that.
Well, I think that's exactly right. I mean, this selection of Mike Pence as his running mate, his vice presidential candidate, appears to have been done by the people around Donald because they felt that he needed to gird his conservative credentials, Mike Pence being certainly more conservative on areas of social policy like abortion and the like, which appeal to core Republican voters. But in a whole variety of different ways, Donald Trump and Mike Pence are not on the same page. And it was rather uncomfortable to watch that interview on 60 Minutes where Donald Trump was trying to explain that, you know, he excoriates Hillary Clinton for her support for the war in Iraq, but he excuses Mike Pence for similarly having supported the war in Iraq. It's going to be very tough for these two men to find comity on the campaign trail, particularly in areas of policy like free trade agreements. Donald Trump wants to rewrite all the free trade agreements that President Obama and his predecessors have signed. Mike Pence is a big supporter of them. So even the ticket isn't unified, much less the rest of the party.
Thanks very much, Simon. That's Simon Marks reporting from Cleveland.